You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
If you love Sex Talk with My Mom, which I know you do, you should check out a new comedy podcast called Shame on You.
Why do you sound like Dr. Seuss?
Because you have to hear this podcast. It's hosted by two single gay guys who are on a journey to zero shame through extreme vulnerability.
They're comedians, and they basically share all of these interviews and stories with their ex-boyfriends, fuck buddies, one-night stands.
And their moms.
Their show has gone from 200 listeners per week to over 10,000 in less than 4 months. And they air new episodes every Thursday. If you're in New York City, they'll be doing a live show August 24th at 9:30 p.m. at the Green Room 42.
I wish I could go to that.
Shame on you!
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
You are? I didn't realize that.
Yes.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son, he's a stand-up comic, a total mime wackadoodle. If you watch him on Instagram, you'll know what I'm talking about. And he's also a Buddhist clown, and you'll hear a lot about the Buddhist part in this episode.
You want to give a shout out to my Instagram handle at Single Cam Comedy?
Yeah, if you want to watch that mime shit, go to Single Cam Comedy.
You've
on
been
Instagram.
Directing a lot of my videos recently.
I've been directing, and videotaping.
You have a freaky mind. Yesterday, you encouraged me to put a little Dr. figurine in my mouth.
All right, moving a light along. Okay. We're not going into that. Right
okay,
now.
We're not going
it
into that.
Sounds really strange.
Okay, we're talking about sex, relationships, and life on this show.
That's right.
And, you know, we skipped Friday. Thursday. Usually,
I was going to say, what about Friday? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Usually we record on Mondays and Thursdays. And this past week we skipped on Thursday.
I think we had a valid excuse, by the way.
Yes.
My father passed away.
Yes, he passed away on that Thursday, I believe.
Yes,
or no, maybe it was Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was Wednesday,
and then we had
the funeral on Friday.
Whatever the 7th.
Anyway, Lisa had written in, I noticed there was no Thursday podcast. Hope all is going well with your dad. Seems silly to say as he is in the process of the circle of life. Anyways, thinking about you all, Lisa, you were spot on, and thank you for these well wishes.
Right. And for all of you guys who have been following us and listening to us, we really appreciate your support. And I got a lot of messages on both Instagram and everywhere else about the support of us going through this terrible, terrible time. And it has been really rough. But I think we're doing pretty well considering.
Yeah. The details were my grandpa has been fighting pancreatic cancer for the past several years now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's several, but I mean, a
couple years.
It'll be 2 years in November, December.
So my mother and I came back to Chicago, where we're from, to be with him during his final days. We've been here for a month, which has been excruciating because you basically watched a very strong man revert to a shaking, you know, not like vegetable type situation.
Yeah, he ended up having a stroke. And anyway, thank you all for your kind wishes. Sorry about your father. I didn't know Wallace said.
Are you reading or are you speaking?
I'm just reading.
You're cut off from reading.
Okay.
Because no one, when they're listening, they don't realize that you're reading and it sounds like you're actually speaking those words.
Oh, God. Oh, well.
You're saying sorry about your father to yourself.
Okay. Forget about it. I was just reading the Instagram live. Okay. Never mind. Thank you all for your condolences.
Yeah. Thank you very much. They wanted to know how your mother is coping
My
with this.
My mom is a little frail woman.
We call her the bird.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up how is my mother coping, because she has a lady staying with her, and the lady said that...
Because she's a caretaker.
She's a caregiver.
A caregiver.
She's a caregiver because my mother has Parkinson's disease.
What would a caretaker be? Someone who's, is your mother the caretaker?
My mother?
She takes the care from someone else?
She's a care... What are you talking about right
Just
now?
Just go on, mother.
Okay. So my mom apparently was asleep. My mother... shit. All right. I just basically found out that my mother was supposed to be sleeping, and the caregiver was sleeping as well, but she heard a walker walking through the hallway last night at 2 a.m. Now, my mom cannot walk by herself because that's why we have a caregiver.
She has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
When she does walk, she walks with a walker.
and someone has to be standing behind her because she has a tendency to fall very easily. It's advanced state. Apparently, the caregiver said that she heard this noise and she thought it was my father walking through the hallway.
My fucking God.
And she was so freaked out. It was 2 a.m. and she heard this clomp, clomp, clomp. She's like, oh my God, he's walking. You know, she's literally freaking out.
And I would be shitting my pants.
And then she realized that it was a walker, and my father refused to use a walker, even in his most weak, vulnerable days. He was too much. There was too much pride to use the walker. So she realized it couldn't have been my father walking back from the dead, but it was actually my mother was walking around by herself. She put her slippers on and started walking through the hallways. This is a 90-pound woman who has no strength in her legs at all, and she could easily have fallen and broken a hip, whatever, but she managed to get her back into bed. But this is what we're going through right now. Yeah. So that's how she's coping. Not very well.
It is a fucking wild ride.
Getting old is very scary.
Yeah.
So, it's scary. It's like a whole reverse order.
We did the funeral. It was a very long, arduous day.
Well, Cam gave a eulogy. We all gave eulogies, but Cam's eulogy was like epic.
Yeah, I went overboard. I didn't even think I was going to give
in a good way.
A eulogy at first. Because I thought that was only something the kids do, meaning you and your siblings.
I couldn't handle any of it.
You made it 2 lines, and then you brought in my sister to read the rest.
I didn't think I made it 2 lines in my eulogy.
Yeah.
By the way, my eulogy, I couldn't even write it. I had to have you and your brother. Like, basically, I wrote the bullet points, and the rest was written by your younger brother and you. I'm having a hard time writing down my feelings. So.
Well, so I really dove right in.
Cam
made a fucking 8-minute stand-up set out of the whole fucking thing. I didn't mean...
People did love it, though. It wasn't comedy.
It wasn't comedy. There were a couple jokes.
There was a couple jokes. There was a tragedy. You know, it was a tragedy.
Yeah. But one of the things that I did was I played this voicemail that my grandpa had left me in 2016.
Right.
That I had saved.
You should play it right now. Do you have it?
I have it. I'll pull it up.
Okay, yeah, play this. You're going to, this is...
I just thought this was a good representation of who he is.
Before he got sick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it may sound weird, but this is the way he sounded.
This is how he sounded. And if you don't understand...
He was probably 88 years old at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And don't worry, it's not that sad.
It's not sad at all.
It's more funny. And if you don't understand the words he's using, it's because those are Yiddish phrases. So I'll play that right now.
Camelot. This is your papa and your nana. I'm the papa, and we just went to an annual chicken dinner at the Barclay place over here. It was a kosher chicken dinner, and the reason that it's kosher is because we have 5 people with yarmulkes on, and they won't eat it non-kosher. But it tasted like dreck. You know what dreck is? Dreck is for some tuchus salt. That's what dreck is. In other words, it was like caca. So your mother and I, we had entertainment here. Your nana and I, we left because we just want to come upstairs to eat something. Anyhow, we're sorry that we missed your call, and we'll be happy to talk to you at any time, day or night. Bye-bye.
I realize now.
What did you realize? That people on Instagram can't hear it?
No, mother.
What?
I realized that if you're listening to this message, he uses so many Jewish and Yiddish terms that if you don't know those, you might be completely missing out on the entire message.
Yeah.
Which was that he went to this kosher chicken dinner.
At the place he lives at. He lives at a place with a bunch of old Jews.
And
every day there's like a new like paramedic or fire... Fire engine is in front of the building.
And basically, kosher food usually is not that good. It has to be like blessed by a rabbi sometimes. And they ate this kosher chicken, and he said it tasted like dreck, meaning it tasted like shit. So I play this at the funeral thinking that this is funny, okay? And it's well received. It's also sweet at the end because he offers to call. I can call him day or night.
Call up anytime, day or night.
Which is very like him, very generous. And I play this at the funeral. We go afterwards to the shiva, which is like a reception where everyone comes over and everyone eats Jewish food. It's a very Jewish experience, this whole fucking thing. And apparently, my brother encounters this woman who tells him that she's like this old lady. And she tells him, I'm the one that organized the kosher chicken dinner.
The chicken dinner.
I'm so sorry. He didn't like the chicken.
Well, apparently he made it known to her that he didn't like it as well.
He said apparently she already had heard him during like 2 years ago talking in loudly in the elevator about how shitty the kosher chicken was. Okay. And he did not realize it was her there. So he was busted twice for ragging on this kosher chicken.
Once when he was alive and once when he was dead. Anyway, I would advise anyone listening that, you know, what's really cool is being able to now keep like voicemails and videos of people that are maybe dying so that you have them later on. Or even when before they're dying, just keep voicemails of people, and then you can use them in your eulogy.
You got to be kind of selective though, because you don't get a lot of space, at least on the iPhone. For
what is that? That's irrelevant.
No. I have to select which voicemails
that's
I keep.
That's because you're too cheap to buy a new iPhone.
No, that's not because
I have plenty of space.
No,
my
you
iPhone.
Don't have plenty of space.
What are you talking about? Of course, I'm not going to argue about this right now. But you don't have to be that selective. You can save a voicemail or two of your parents.
Well, I saved a bunch.
Do you save any of mine?
I actually delete yours as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay.
You know what I take from this entire experience?
What?
First of all, I have a runny nose.
Does that mean you're
no, oh, I was just thinking that.
There's a Kleenex somewhere over there.
I don't know what to do about the situation, so it's just going to sound like I'm a little nasal.
Well, go get your Kleenex.
I don't know what you want me to do, Mother.
Okay. You want my Kleenex? It's kind
of... Get that out of here. Get it out of here. Get that disgusting rag... What did you do to that? You mangled it.
I don't. What happens to Kleenexes anyway?
Okay. You know what I feel like? Because my dad died when I was younger. My grandpa, who was, like, basically became like a second, you know, the second in command.
Yeah.
In terms of older male role models to me.
Yes.
Now dead.
Yeah.
I've got very little
role models
ahead of me. I feel like it's the same feeling like when I was in high school.
Why am I not your role model?
Are you fucking kidding? I admire several traits about you, like you're the fact that you're a bulldog and you will fucking fight to the death for anything that you believe in.
Yes.
But, and I like your open-mindedness as well.
Okay. Here comes the butt.
You're not...
I'm not your role model.
You're not a male role model to me.
Well, okay. I can understand that. I don't have a penis.
It's just a different feeling. Anyway, what I'm saying is it is very similar to the feeling I had when I was in high school. As you see the seniors graduate, you see the juniors move up a level, then they graduate.
Oh.
And then you eventually become junior, then senior.
So you're,
and then you have no one above you.
You're in a senior year?
I feel like I'm entering the senior year. Because there's literally no one above me. There are people that I come across that, yes, I can respect them and they can act in as a role model, but they're not like so close, like family to me. You know what I'm saying?
There's no family role models.
Yes.
For you.
It's a very unusual feeling.
Maybe you're going to be the role model.
Despite having another grandpa alive on the other side.
Well, that grandpa is a wackadoodle.
I love him to pieces.
You know what? This guy is from Argentina. They're very affectionate. And he's losing his mind. And every time he sees me, he starts going, "Get it, I love you." And he literally starts almost trying to make out with me. It is the most repulsive thing. He grabs my face. I don't like when people grab my face. And he holds on. And then you know he's going in for the kiss. And it's never going to be on the cheek. I'm trying to push the cheek over and the lips are slobbering all over me.
He was doing this at the funeral.
It's disgusting.
He was doing this to my cousin at the funeral. I could not stop laughing.
Which cousin, male or female? Doesn't matter.
Jonah. It was a male.
It was a male. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What do you do about but elderly, 92-year-old?
Well, your mother, by the way, I don't know. Every time I kiss her, it feels like an ocean against my face.
There's a lot of excrement.
Every fucking time I have to wash my face off afterwards. I feel sad because I love her so much. She's expressing affection to me, and then I don't want to walk around with drool all over my face.
There's all kinds of excrement always coming out of elderly people.
Yes. Should we talk about the fact, speaking of excrement, when we're sitting with the rabbi prior to the fucking... the funeral, we're telling him, you know, because the rabbi has to give a speech about how great this guy is, about how great my grandpa was. So we're telling him all these stories about who he was and everything. He knew him, but anyway, in the middle of it, the rabbi farts. It's excuse me.
with the British accent. He lets out a fart and acted like nothing happened. And all of us, he looks at me because I'm the one, of course, I'm not even attempting to muffle.
You made eye contact with him?
He looks at me and I said, I'm sorry, I laugh when I'm upset. He goes, oh, I understand.
That's why you were laughing?
I was laughing at many things, but especially.
Well, you started trying to hook him up with your sister, which was inappropriate, if you ask me.
There was a lot of, I think our family's just completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inappropriate shit going on. First, by the way, there's some inappropriate shit going on my Instagram.
Yeah. What was going on there?
Can you believe this? So I put.
By the way, there's some inappropriate shit going on in this fucking.
Right now.
On this CastBox chat
on
right now.
Even CastBox right now.
Yeah. This guy just Igal just joined us and said, I bust a nut 5 times a day. To which Jamie responded, Igal, really? They're talking about a recent family death. What the fuck, dude?
What?
And then Igal said, oh, I was talking about birth, sex, dating, and relationships.
Okay. Thanks, Igal. But anyway, this is what happened. So I decided to post something so my Instagram friends would know what's going on. So I post something like, my father passed. I'm sad. The next post.
Why do you say that? By the way,
I wanted people to know what happened.
The thousands of friends you have?
I have 51,000 people following me on Instagram. They're all my friends, right?
Okay.
Why would they follow me if they weren't my friends?
What do you have to tell everyone? I don't know.
First of all, I kind of did it so that people know that that's why I haven't been posting lately either.
Okay.
And I don't feel comfortable posting any kind of thirst trapping pictures when my dad just died.
Yeah, yeah. So, I took a day off of the clowning.
Wow.
Yeah.
No clowning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the I write, I am sad. My dad passed away, and I get this message. Mama, I love you. Can we have sex with mutual respect?
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
Oh, my fucking God.
So then another guy responds, did this work? Asking for a friend. Ha, ha, ha. Sorry, I had to. That's too funny. Some guys are very strange.
What the fuck?
What the hell is going on with this world? Seriously?
Piece of shit.
With mutual respect. I'm glad he added that. Can we have sex with mutual respect? As opposed to having sex with non-mutual respect. What does non-mutual respect sex look like?
It's called rape, is what that is. Then there's rape. I wanted to... I actually received... I woke up to today a DM from a woman, a beautiful woman. There was a very provocative picture.
Really?
My response, very different than your response to these messages.
In other words, you're telling everyone now that's listening that you're open to having provocative pictures sent to your Instagram DM.
I'm not saying that you should be doing this, but I'm just saying that when this happened this morning, I literally started trembling. My whole body started, I developed a tremor. So it's literally a very different.
Well, wait, what was going on in this picture?
It was just this girl, like, in underwear.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, can we not go in? Okay. It loses its luster when you start probing with the 20 questions about this.
Okay. All right, so you got all excited.
Yeah, which all is right. Not great because I'm already backed up from a month of being here.
Yeah.
In
this exciting, wonderful environment that we have.
And... I'm going on tomorrow.
Wait, look at this guy wrote Cuckoo. How did he know my nickname for my dad was Cuckoo?
That's fucking crazy.
Another coincidence. Well, speaking of coincidence, why don't you tell him about the hugest coincidence
ever?
Okay,
so my mother thinks that after someone dies, you see coincidences everywhere.
Well, I think they're leaving messages and signs to you, especially within the 24 to 48 hours. They're still their souls are still in the air, and they're going to give you messages. And if you don't believe it, listen to this story that happened to Cam.
I mean, it's not that crazy.
It is so freaking crazy.
Okay, so as you guys know, I'm into meditation.
He's a Buddhist.
I'm especially into these meditation retreats. I try to do one a year.
But you don't express about what goes on there. You have to be silent for like 5 days. I literally...
No, 5 to 7 days usually.
5 to 7 days silence. No speaking. I would have 5 minutes of no speaking, and then I start getting anxious and have to leave.
And for me, it's a fucking... the ultimate vacation, an ultimate relief, because usually I'm surrounded by incessant chatter.
Well, why do I feel like that was directed towards me?
It was 100% directed towards you.
Incessant chatter.
I rarely get a thought to myself without getting interrupted.
Lisa just said I'd never make it as a Buddhist.
So I try to sign up for these retreats, which are surprisingly hard to get into, especially if you're going for like a scholarship, because usually the retreats can range anywhere from like $1,200 to $2,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's
I mean, they house you for like a good week. But, they feed you all their meals.
Basically, you're walking when there's no activities. That you're just basically walking around and sitting or standing.
You're in a beautiful retreat center.
But they're not
granted,
providing
you are it. Usually sharing a room with someone.
And it could be someone who farts or belches or
who
talks in their sleep.
Anyway, the point being, and you're with these brilliant teachers. And they're cooking you 3 meals a day.
How could they be teaching if you're silent?
So in the morning, they usually have a guided meditation. And at the night, they have like a 45-minute Buddhist lecture.
Are you like waiting anxiously all day for that lecture at night? Are you like, please make the time go because I need to hear some voices?
No, because the voices are already in my head. I already have enough chit-chat in my head to last me however many days.
What are you talking about to yourself?
I don't know. I got thoughts. I got thoughts and they're rumbling around.
When I wake up in the middle of the night, I try to get myself back to sleep. My thoughts, they go in circles about the same things, like whatever anxiety happened during the day. This is what goes on in my head at night. And then I start breathing and I'm counting my breaths. Inhale, exhale. Then I just say, fuck it. I'm just going to take a quart of a Klonopin. This drug's the only thing that's going to work here.
You're not allowed to bring I guess you could probably bring Klonopin to, but
can
it
you
kind
imagine
of defeats the purpose of the meditation retreat if you're having to dose yourself with Klonopin.
I couldn't last. I'm assuming they don't let you smoke weed before you go to bed either.
There's no smoking weed.
Are you? How about alcohol?
No alcohol.
Do you know? I would hate this.
You're not
this.
Even recommended to drink coffee. You have to bring your own coffee.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be.
There is tea. Mother, you know what you could bring to a silent retreat?
What would that be?
Your customized packs of daily vitamins from Care Of.
Oh my God, I love Care Of so much.
Care Of is a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized for your specific health needs.
You take an online quiz so they know exactly what you need. They ask you about how much sleep you're getting and if you need more energy or if you want weight management or healthy hair, nails, etc.
Did they ask you anything about your memory?
Yes, that's another one of the questions.
I'm hoping they're doing a number on that one.
It gets really personal.
What I really like about it is that they really will fit your needs. So if you're like a vegan or vegetarian, they got you covered. They can give you the vitamins that you need to support those types of diets.
Most of the time, I have vitamins all over the place, all over the bottom of my purse and everything else, and I never take the right ones and the right amount, and I forget about it. But with these little everyday packs, you can't go wrong. It even says your name on it.
It's the summertime. It's time to make health and wellness a priority. Get your body feeling good. Get your mind feeling good. So for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code MOM. You get 25% off and you'll support our show. Takecareof.com, enter promo code MOM.
You know, my friends always wanted to go for my birthday to a spa or something like that. I went to a spa with my friends. And I immediately made friends with the bartender.
Of course.
So that I can get wine. I said, I will not go to any spa that does not give you wine. You know, what kind of vacation is it when you're not drinking wine and not drinking coffee, my two favorite things in life? All right. Moving on to your lovely retreat, which I would last 5 seconds. I was 5 minutes. Now it's 5 seconds now that I heard you can't drink coffee. It's like a punishment.
We got a couple other questions over here. Jamie asks, when you first arrive, do you get to introduce yourself to the rest? Or is it silent from the beginning? And there's usually like an awkward first meal where some people choose to be silent and some people choose to talk.
What do you choose to do?
I kind of just go with the flow with whoever's around me. Inevitably.
Oh, are you going to tell them what happened that one time?
Oh, this is another story. Okay. And I've already told the story on the podcast.
All right, never mind.
But anyway, it's just, and then someone asks, you're not allowed to talk in your sleep.
Yeah, is that?
So that was Lisa.
That is a good question. What happens if you talk? Because my boyfriend is nonstop chattering in his sleep.
I don't know, but if this person starts talking in their sleep, it's not going to be pretty.
What are you going to do, smother his head with a pillow, which is what I frequently feel like doing?
I don't know. But truly, when I'm there, I barely sleep. I sleep maybe 2 hours a day.
That can't be healthy.
I swear to God. No, the rest
that
of
would
the
be
night,
my. I've been looking so forward to sleeping so that I can get through that till the next day.
I am so relaxed throughout the whole day, usually, that I just have boundless energy.
I thought you do like yoga and shit like that.
there's maybe one little yoga session, but it's like light yoga. It's not like just boundless energy. Anyway, this is my happy place. Okay, this is the point. It's my happy place. I try to do one a year, and I try to apply for with a scholarship because obviously I can't afford these expensive vacations.
But if you want to help him pay for the next one, go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Thank you.
And donate a few dollars so he can go be silent somewhere for another 5 days to a week.
Yes. So anyway, so you apply, and then I found this teacher that I really wanted to study under. He teaches maybe twice a year.
How do you find these teachers?
You get, you know, there's a reputation.
There's a little cult. It's a cult.
I asked this guy actually if it was a cult, and he goes, "Nah, cults are where they, you know, they usually do weird sexual stuff. This doesn't usually happen."
He said they do weird sexual stuff.
That's kind of how he described.
It's not all cults are not sexual.
Anyway, this guy's brilliant. All right. Okay, so I applied 6 months ago to do this retreat, and I was late to the game. I was 40th on the wait list. It was very unlikely I was going to get in.
Totally improbable.
Especially get in with a scholarship, because those usually go even quicker than the actual, just enrollments. An hour after the funeral, I get a call saying, "Congratulations, you've been accepted to this retreat. Do you want, it starts Monday, give us a call in the next hour if you'd like to do it, and we have a scholarship available for you." Is that fucking unbelievable?
It's the weirdest freaking coincidence. It's not a coincidence. That was my father's doing. Especially the part where you get a scholarship. Because my father was good at trying to get bargains.
Yes. So that's why we're doing this a day early, by the way. Because tomorrow, which is Monday, where we usually record, I will be flying off to San Francisco to do a silent retreat.
So unless you want me to do sex talk with my mom by myself, we can't do sex talk with my mom without Cam.
Oh, thank you. And also, that also means that we're not going to be live on Thursday, FYI.
Yeah, so
but
basically,
we'll be back the following
we're on hiatus right now while I deal with
a frail little bird.
A frail bird that walks around at 2 o'clock in the morning with a walker. And like, it's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, we've been through some serious life shit going on over here.
Yeah, I wanted to mention... I just wanted to mention I guess we already spoke about that.
Okay, let's speak about something else.
I was just going to say that the responses between the dick pics and the provocative pictures, it's so funny, like how it could be received so differently.
By the way, you didn't mention about when you go to silent retreats, how you always get aroused too.
Yeah,
another weird response.
Well, just if this is interesting, this is very interesting.
You like people who can't talk?
No. Actually, that is also true, because I build up a fantasy in my mind. But when I'm in a relaxed state, it really helps, you know, I'm in touch with my body. And
I can see that, though. I mean, I can't have any kind of erotic feelings if I'm agitated and stressed out and thinking about dead people.
I was talking to a friend who told me she needs to be stressed out. Like, when she's stressed out, she wants to have sex all the time as, like, a pressure release.
Oh, I can see that too.
Like a stress relief.
All right, but that's not how
it works. For me, that's not how it works.
Yeah, me neither.
For me, I need to be completely calm. And so calm in a silent retreat. And then as a result, I start getting aroused easily. So given the backup from this month, the fucking Instagram picture, I'm going into this fucking retreat like a loaded gun.
And what if you like have a wet dream and you got a roommate and he's like, "What the fuck is going on? His whole bed is covered with jizz."
I'm not sleeping in the bed with this other guy.
But he can see all this. Oh, geez.
No, there's actually a partition in the room.
You better go do something.
There's like one of those.
Yeah, but what if you jizz all over your sheets? Are you going to ask for a new set of sheets? you better really think these things through. I don't think you thought about this.
I could last 5 days, hopefully, without a little
wet dream?
Nocturnal emission.
Do you think people jack off or whack off in there?
I was thinking about that.
Is that allowed?
They don't make any mention of this. But it just doesn't seem like the vibe.
What are you talking about? That's all whenever you go to these things, you get all turned on.
It's
not the vibe?
It doesn't seem like the vibe of like
so
what you're supposed to
it?
Do there. No. Also, when? You're meditating from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Well, you're in your bed at some point alone with
No, I'm not alone. I'm
a
with
barrier
with
or
another,
divider between you and your partner.
I'm talking about one of those like little, you know, Asian folding curtains. That's not good enough.
Okay.
You think I'm going to be whacking off next to this guy with Asian folding curtain between us? No chance.
What is Jamie saying here?
You get. She said you get a private shower. Lisa, I don't. Unfortunately, I it's like it's a shared bathroom. I mean, there is like a little, like a curtain that I'll be pulling back and forth, but that's about it. Lisa says you better unload before you go.
That's what
if
I'm
you
thinking.
Have a month.
I think you better go out somewhere and just jizz in the park across the street.
Jamie says, best sex is when I'm either high or half asleep. I think it's normal when you're relaxed to enjoy things better.
Yeah, so I agree with Jamie on this one.
Yeah.
Especially the high part.
Yeah. It was, of course.
You just go, yeah. You don't even hear what the hell I'm saying.
I've been amazed by how prevalent weed has been on this trip, by the way.
There's a lot of weed. What do you mean?
Last night, you're fucking Googling weed to give your mother the whole
I'm
time.
I'm looking for something for my mother. She has what's called, you know,
dyskinesia.
Dyskinesia. Dyskinesia are these involuntary movements.
And you're shaking all over the place.
It's not really as much shaking as it's moving around, and you can't really sit in one position. Your legs are just constantly moving. It's really hard. What?
Lisa just asked, you got to poop with just a curtain?
Wait, where is the bathroom?
It's just like it's like a shared bathroom, you know? It's like men and women, you get a stall, like a couple stalls. You would hate this shit.
I can't even fathom this. Oh my God, that was
by the way.
What?
Oh, you can say that's a sign that the fucking curtain moved a little bit?
That could have been my father speaking to us. My father was a complete he had to have his ass clean at all times. He was very fastidious about his ass. Like, he would go into a hotel and have to clean his ass in the sink.
Why are you sharing this?
Why not? So my point being is that in his later stage, it was very difficult to see that he had to be, you know, bedridden with a diaper. I mean, it was horrifying for me to see this. So when he did pass, I was relieved for him because I don't think he'd ever want to live like this.
Yeah.
So
it has been a huge relief.
But I must say, the people that took care of him, I don't know how they do this. They're saints. They're fucking Buddhists because how they can take
the
care
patience
of
and
the
love.
Patience and love that they gave to my father, really not knowing him before he was even, you know.
They came to the funeral.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just,
Off duty, come to the funeral.
Off
unbelievable.
Duty. Oh my God, I got shivers. Anyway.
Anyway, I want to say, despite the fact that you think that these are harsh conditions for me at the silent retreat, You do not offer the most comfortable conditions at your condo in Chicago.
Oh, I'm so freaking sorry. We have six people living in literally, how many bedrooms?
Three.
Okay. So what is wrong with your conditions?
Okay. First of all, I don't know how I was the one who gets stuck on the blow up mattress. Everyone else gets a bed.
No, you didn't like that other one that was in the middle of the room because you thought the light was going to come in. We got
the
stampede of cattle going over our head. We got a garage door going
on. But here's the thing. You look at the blanket that I'm given.
I don't have a lot of.
It's a throw. It's a throw blanket that covers a quarter of my body.
I got rid of a lot.
I'm getting way more at the fucking retreat center.
I thought this.
I'm given a mattress.
I did not intend to.
I'm given a blanket, a full length blanket.
All right. Well, have fun at your retreat.
I'm gonna be fucking having a blast over there.
We're gonna get back to normal routine in about a week.
Yes, in about a week. Things are about to change
dramatically.
You're going
to go back to your apartment. I heard your apartment is just really doing very well.
My friends checked in my apartment, and I think they were a little disturbed by the state of affairs because they decided to leave the windows open with the air running overnight. Because
it stank, like
I guess
it stunk in there.
It was just like really fucking hot in there. Someone asked, how about some fish? What the fuck does that mean, Michael? How about some fish?
Oh,
anyway,
Mr.
it probably
Bean
smelled
joined.
Like fish in my apartment.
Well, first of all, you have a studio.
Open. Yeah. So it's very,
very
cramped.
Yeah.
Not a lot of airflow. They said it was very heavy air. So
okay.
Anyway.
Well, you don't have to be there for a week.
Is there anything you wanted to add to the show?
And when you go to this retreat, it's up in Northern California. You're going to be freezing your ass off because you haven't packed for any of this.
I know. So I'm like, I literally don't have a jacket. I'm thinking about taking.
I know where this is going.
I'm thinking about taking my dead grandpa's jackets.
Oh my God. Well, he'd be happy that you were wearing his jackets.
Is that going to bum me out that every time I'm meditating, I'm literally cloaked in his jackets would probably have old ass mints in their pockets.
That could be good.
A little secret mint stash.
Are you allowed to eat contraband?
I think I did bring some snacks last time.
Can you bring gummies? Like edibles?
Mom, I'm not going to take edibles to the fucking weed retreat.
That would be that. Not a weed retreat. Would be freaking me out.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No.
I think we got to wrap things up and go visit Nana.
Yeah, we got to go visit my mother, who decides to take walks in the middle of the night with her walker.
I wanted to say thank you very much. Sorry, we got one more comment, which was from Jamie, that says, I'm certain you'll find a thrift store jacket before then.
Damn straight, Jamie. You know he'll find some old-ass jacket that's going to smell like mildew.
Thank you very much to the people who have been supporting us on Patreon. We have two new patrons, which I wanted to shout out.
Luke
and Chris, thank you guys
so
much. Thank you. And if you want bonus content where you'll get to hear, we're going to be back on the air with interviewees soon, and you'll get free bonus episodes with them very shortly there. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
The best thing to do is just subscribe on iTunes. That would be a great way to...
Or on CastBox, where you'll be able to be notified when we go live and you can participate.
But definitely subscribe. Subscribe, and share it with a friend.
So I wanted to read a... Yeah. I wanted to read a review, because we love when you leave us iTunes reviews.
Before we get to that review, can I talk about... Does the reviews talk about humor in there at all?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, it does.
All right. On both of our parts, or just you?
Well, actually, I don't know if this actually is considered humor.
Okay. Anyway, I'll explain after you read the review.
Hellacious. Five stars.
Hellacious is a bad... That's a bad thing, isn't it? Hellacious sounds like horrible.
I think it's a good scene in this.
Oh, okay.
Good thing. Okay. Just barely started listening to y'all, and I'm addicted. You guys are hellacious. Keep it up. And then there's a laughing, crying face.
Do they mean hilarious?
I don't know what the fuck hellacious means, okay?
Hellacious means bad.
Well,
he gave five stars.
And the person says, I'm addicted.
I like addiction
to
the podcast. But they said, you guys are hellacious or hilarious. I think she means hilarious.
You wanted it to mean hilarious.
All right.
Because
whatever.
At the Shiva, you were told that you were not funny at all.
By my brother and by one of my husband's best friends. He walks up to me. This is the second time. He goes, yeah, you think you're funny? I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, I don't know why you're doing a podcast, because I don't think you're funny. I'm like,
what a piece of shit
comment. I said, have you ever listened to the podcast? He goes, no. And I had to go have Jeremy talk to him and say, yeah, my mom is funny.
You sent my younger brother in to corroborate the situation.
He went up against him. He said, my mom is funny. So apparently I'm only funny to people who listen to my podcast, and people who know me in real life do not think I'm funny. Do you think you're funny in real life or just on the podcast?
No, I don't. I don't think I'm funny either, to be quite honest. No, I'm... All right, we don't need to get into it, but that is...
You don't think you're funny?
No.
All right, this is the question of the day for all our listeners. Are we funny or not? I mean, what's going on here?
Y'all are both funny in your own ways, said Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lastly, please follow us on Instagram at Sex Talk with My Mom, or... at Single Cam Comedy, if you want to see my clowning, or
Karen Lee Love, if you want to see my thirst trap pictures.
Thank you guys very much for listening.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and everyone that showed up for my dead father's
families. Jesus Christ.
That was the worst I've ever done. Literally, if we had a vote on how bad my song is, that could have been the worst one.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you guys very much for listening. We love you all.
We do love you all.
Please remember to subscribe, especially on CastBox, so you can be notified when we go live.
Yep, that would be helpful. Bye.
Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.